That was The Preacher. Horace Silver and the Jazz Messengers. Kenny Dorham, trumpet. Hank Mobley, tenor sax. Horace Silver, piano. Doug Watkins, bass. Art Blakey, drums. That was a quintet, referencing the fact that at 5 o'clock today, there will be jazz at the Iron Post, the Boneyard Jazz Quintet. It's Live and Local with Kevin Kelly. I'm not Kevin Kelly. I'm Vincent Trouth. I'm filling in this afternoon for Kevin Kelly, a little bit under the weather. And my guest today is guitarist Lily Afshar. She'll be performing in concert this evening at 8 p.m. in the Plym Auditorium, which is room 134 at Temple Hoyne Buell Hall on the campus of the University of Illinois here at Urbana-Champaign. That's the Center for South Asian and Middle Eastern Studies presenting Lily Afshar. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I was just going to ask you that. How are you? You made the trip in today, yesterday?
Yesterday, yes. From Memphis.
From Memphis. At least it wasn't Monday when we had all the snow.
Right.
Indeed. Well, Lily's sitting here, and I have the program in front of me. Lots of questions, of course, our audience would be interested to know. I'm curious as well. Having read your biography, it says here you were 10 years old when you began learning the guitar. Where did you hear of the guitar, and how did you become so enamored with it that you've become the doctor of guitar you are here today?
Guitar is an international instrument. And last summer, I was at the Persian Gulf, and everybody in their homes had a guitar. It's something you don't think about, but there's guitar everywhere. And as a little girl in Iran, I heard Segovia recordings. But one day I heard the classical guitar being taught to one of my cousins. And I just wanted to grab that guitar from her hands and play it myself. I ran home, told my father, Daddy, I love the guitar. The next day he bought me a guitar, which was my cousin's guitar. And I got me a teacher and I started. It was love at first sight. And we had violins and pianos in the house. Somebody played folk guitar too, but I wasn't interested in those instruments. It was the sound of the classical guitar that attracted me. And I think it's really the most beautiful sounding instrument, the classical guitar, because you pluck it with your right hand nails. There's no picks. You don't hold a plectrum in your hand. And you're touching both strings with both hands. And then you're holding the instrument. So it's very intimate.
Absolutely.
The whole thing just worked for me. The sound, the whole shape, the body, the fact that you could just play it for hours without anyone hearing you, you know. The instrument, I travel with it. It's easy to take it around.
Absolutely. Well, would you care to play something for us right out of bat?
I would like to play one of my own arrangements of music from Azerbaijan, which is north of Iran.
Okay.
And this music has never been played on the classical guitar, per se, because, of course, it has to be arranged. These are pieces for voice and piano or voice and orchestra. And my favorite singer from Azerbaijan is called Rashid Behbudov. He's a beautiful tenor. And I one at a time, I arrange his pieces for solo guitar because I love them so much. And this one I'd like to play is called Kuchalara Susap Misham, which is a love ballad, meaning that I will sweep the floors and sweep the streets for you, for your coming.
Thank you.
That's tremendous. That was called the Kuchalara Susap Misham, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, an Azerbaijani ballad arranged by our artist here, guitarist Lily Afshar. Well, watching you play that, it's just I've got goosebumps. it's tremendous. Wow. Vocal music, of course, is often does that to us. And of course, when we're playing, I'm a player as well, piano, we try to sing. You're singing through that instrument. It's tremendous. It gets me thinking watching you play. It's too bad our listeners can't see you work the right hand. And is that tremolo, as they call it?
That is tremolo, yeah. Yes. One of the most beautiful things you can do on the classical guitar. And it's only for the classical guitar. No other instrument can do this.
Indeed.
Really. I mean, they can try, but, you know, it won't sound like this.
it won't. And then the use of harmonics, where yes. You had the left hand holding down certain strings and then, I guess, tapping the neck to get the harmonics. Is
you just touch the string over the frets.
Over the frets, that's
and
right,
pluck it by the bridge.
Yeah, many of the...
bell-like sound.
Well, many of the, the electric guitarists of the rock era would use harmonics and things of that as well. Honestly. Well, folks, if you're listening at home, it's Live and Local with Kevin Kelly. I'm Vincent Trouth. My guest is guitarist Lily Afshar. She's going to be in concert tonight at 8 at the Plym Auditorium, room 134, Temple Hoynbuehl Hall on the U of I campus. It's a program that's co-sponsored by the University of Illinois School of Music and Iranian Cultural Association Center for South Asian and Middle Eastern Studies presenting that. Wow, after that, I'm speechless. I say to myself, what would we ask next? You mentioned Segovia, hearing recordings as a youth, and then while we were talking in preparation for the show, you mentioned you had studied with Segovia. That had to be so fascinating to be a little girl to hear the master, and then later in life to study with him.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was like I met my grandfather, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was in 1986 when I was selected to play in his master classes in California at USC, and it was a great honor. But since I was brought up listening to him and had seen him in concerts too in Boston, and I felt like I knew him so well already, and I had studied with his students, and it felt great. You know, a lot of people were a little scared, but I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I felt like I saw my grandfather again.
Oh, that must have been fascinating, fascinating.
And he did encourage singing. And when I played for him, he was 94 years old, very sharp. And he wouldn't play, you know, when he wanted to demonstrate something, mm-hmm. he would sing it. And he would sing with such heart and so much soul that's when you would get goosebumps too, you know, just mm-hmm. by his singing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Care to play for us some more? I'm sure she is. She's here to talk about the concert and to play for us. And I'm going to leave it up to you to make a choice, although I might hint at some point in the program that if you're up to it, to play some of your arrangements of the Bach preludes you reference on here at some point. Those are pieces that transfer quite well in many ways to the guitar, don't they? Depending on the piece.
Bach definitely translates well on the guitar. During Bach's time, the lute was prevalent, and some sources say Bach actually owned a lute. He did arrange two of his cello suites for lute.
Right.
So, and that's what we do. We take the cello suites and add bass notes to them and harmonies and play them on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
They work beautifully. Also, he wrote four lute suites and, of course, then he wrote, you know, we play the violin sonatas and partitas and other pieces, Ave Maria, and everything's arranged for the guitar. I just, in fact, released a book of Bach, my Bach arrangements, and it's just published by Melbay mm-hmm. Publications.
That's the one not referenced on here. This is the one they reference on the sheet I have here is your 2008 Virtuoso Guitar DVD as well. So if you'd like to learn how to play guitar like Lily Afshar, go check out her website. It's www.lily, L-I-L-Y, Afshar, A-F-S-H-A-R. And she's got four recordings. and the 24 Caprichos de Goya, and from 94, A Jug of Wine and Thou from 1999, Hemispheres 2006, which did quite well on the Billboard charts. It went into the top 10 in that year, 2006. 2002's Possession, and the Book of Bach that Lily just mentioned. So go check out her website, LilyAfshar, AFSHAR.com. What shall you play for us now?
I'll just tune to play Bach. So.
Very good.
I'll
Bach
do the
it is.
Prelude to the First Cello Suite.
Beautifully done, the Prelude to the Cellos, First Cello Suite of Bach, arrangement by Lily Afshar, and a performance there by guitarist Lily Afshar. She'll be in concert tonight at 8 o'clock at the Plym Auditorium. It's room 134, Temple Hoyne Buell Hall, U of I campus, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. The Center for South Asian and Middle Eastern Studies presenting Lily Afshar. Ah, Bach. Don't we love Bach? Well, most people do. You know, you say you had to retune that. Was that like an open D tuning that you were using for the Bach Preludes?
My sixth string was tuned to a D because it's in D major.
Right.
So.
That way
but my fingerings are very different from what's been done so far in my publication and my approach to Bach.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the old, I always found, you know, during my studies that there were too many added bass notes and Bach was too many slurs and too many bass notes. Students would suffer through Bach during all my studies. And then a cellist would come, a student, and would play easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, always asking myself, why is it so hard on the guitar and so easy, you know?
Yeah.
So I started looking at him again and changed everything, changed the way people have fingered it all these years.
Perhaps too many doublings. I note that
for
in piano arrangements.
This is a great example. Right here in the beginning of the cello suite, this is what people do. And I go. Okay.
Visually, you should see how easy that was, folks. You too can do it at home.
You hear the difference.
Yeah.
One
yeah,
is a
yeah.
slur. Yeah. And one is over two strings. And this sounds much better the second way on the guitar than the slur. And then once I got this approach going, I do it throughout the piece.
Right.
All of a sudden, it sounds like it was written for the guitar. It doesn't sound cumbersome, you know. And
heavy, yeah. I note that with piano arrangements of Bach. They always add this extra bass note. And when I'm teaching students, leave it out. My gosh.
It's hard enough without the bass.
Well, absolutely. And I think you perhaps you'd agree, Bach really thought so vocally about his music. Soprano, alto, tenor, bass. You know, it's that notion of polyphony working in harmony, going, shall we say, east to west or west to east, depending on how you think of harmony going. So, wonderful performance here. Lily Afshar, guitarist, my guest on Live and Local with Kevin Kelly. I got to take a break here real quick. Only take a minute while you tune up your guitar and make sure I do some of my business, as it were. Today's broadcast made possible by these business partner, Christopher Thorpe, Gibson City, A-Plus Farms Limited, Pine Village, Provena Covenant Medical Center, Urbana. These business partners join the friends of WILL in making great programs possible. Thank you. I note yours as well, playing in arrangements of the Albanese Tango in D. That's a really famous piano piece. When I teach music appreciate. When we get to Latin music and the notion of the tango, I get out my score and I sit down at the piano and I play it for my students. And at some point in the show, it'd be wonderful to hear that. What's
sure.
next?
Well, I could
from
do a Persian ballad,
oh,
or I could do a Venezuelan waltz.
How about the Persian one first? And we'll get to the Antonio Lauro later. I know those are tremendous works by Lauro.
Okay, then this arrangement of let's see. I'll do Rashid Khan. Rashid Khan is Sir Rashid, you know, and it's from the province in the northeast of Iran, of Khorasan.
Okay. I don't know the dance steps, but I could feel them.
I'm good.
Yeah, it sounds like a jig. It counted in six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Tremendous. I could see people in their native costumes, even though I'm not sure exactly what they look like, dancing around. An homage to Sir Khan. Very nice. Rashid Khan, a Persian ballad there, arranged and performed by guitarist Lily Afshar. She'll be in concerts tonight at 8 o'clock. If you get a chance to come by to the Plym Auditorium, room 134, Temple Hoyne Buell Hall on the University of Illinois campus. That's tonight at 8. It's a program co-sponsored by the University of Illinois School of Music and Iranian Culture Association. The Center for South Asian and Middle Eastern Studies presenting that. She's doing a little tuning, and I'm thinking that I want to ask you about your guitar in particular, and maybe the strings, as it were. I'd noted to myself to ask if your guitar was made by anybody in particular, if there was a particular brand. I know guitarists, pianists were very particular. Pianists, we say Steinway, you know, guitarists, they say maybe not.
This guitar was built for me in 1992 mm-hmm. by Thomas Humphrey. Most guitarists don't play a guitar that, you know, is so old, you know. I'm not a guitar collector. A lot of my friends like to collect guitars.
I was going to ask you that.
Look, I only have one guitar and this is it.
That's it.
And I do everything on this guitar. I have a special affinity with this guitar and I know it really well. I know what kinds of sounds to get from where. Wherever I move my hands. And it's just, this is made with cedar wood and Brazilian mm-hmm. rosewood. And I just love this guitar. At one point, I put little frets on it called fretlets to be able to play quarter tones. Uh-huh. And that's when I recorded Hemispheres and then uh-huh. a new CD, which was just released in Iran, using quarter tones. But now I've taken them out for now. Yeah, I just love this guitar. Thomas Humphrey, unfortunately, passed away. You know, 3-4 years ago. Uh-huh.
Where was he based?
New York.
In New York City.
Yeah.
New York, Luthier, yeah. It's, and then the strings, I know, are there, they're all, I don't want to say gut, that's not what they are anymore. They're
nylon.
They're nylon strings, yeah.
But, you know, something about my DVDs that you mentioned, mm-hmm. I just wanted to go over that.
Sure.
Now, see, the Virtuoso Guitar DVD, that's a performance DVD. And it's a DVD where I talk about certain pieces that I play. Mm-hmm. And it's an interview and a photo album in it. That's published with Mel Bay.
Right.
But then I have these other DVDs, instructional DVDs, mm-hmm. called Classical Guitar Secrets.
I should get it. I have guitar envy, I tell you.
And I start, you know, it's for beginners to uh-huh. intermediate.
Oh, that's neat.
And it's like step-by-step instructions, six mm-hmm. DVDs.
And that's at guitarcontrol.com.
Yes, and I'm their only classical artist.
Neat.
Everything else is rock guitar.
There you go.
Types.
All the metalheads can go there and buy your CD and learn how to play classical guitar. Like you, enamored with the sound of the classical guitar. My younger brother played it for many years, and I always wished I could get my arms around it. I've tried. Oh, it hurts my wrist. But so it's a joy to sit here and watch you play so freely and easily. Like you say, it's like having a baby on your lap. It's just there's my kid, and we're going to play. What shall you play for us? What's next?
Well, I just tuned my sixth string back down to D so I can play you the tango.
Ah, very good.
This is also my own arrangement.
Very good. It's the Albanese Tango in D. Thank you. I think that was 3 minutes of musical perfection.
Thank you.
Oh, great piece, great performance there. The Albanian Tango in D, arrangement by guitarist Lily Afshar. She just performed that for us live in our studios here at WILL. It's Live and Local with Kevin Kelly. I'm filling in today. I'm Vincent Trouth. Glad to be with you today, as it were. While our artist does a little tuning, because some of these tunings go from standard guitar to others, we'll take a quick look at the weather forecast. It's a low of 32 tonight, mostly clear. Saturday, partly sunny, highs upper 50s. Saturday night, rain likely, low lower 40s. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 58, as it were. Lily Afshar is going to be in concert tonight at 8 o'clock at the Plym Auditorium, room 134, Temple Hoynbuehl Hall, University of Illinois. And on the program, music by Tarega and Bach. She's got these four Persian and Azerbaijani ballads. We've heard actually two of those in this program. Three Venezuelan waltzes by Antonio Lauro. Music of Carrillo, if I pronounced that right. And the tango we just heard. And I believe that Sevilla is also the Albanese as well. Tuned up here now for the Antonio Lauro, one of the three Venezuelan waltzes. Terrific. That name looks familiar. Yeah, 1917, 1986. You'd mentioned that you studied with students of Segovia, such as?
Oscar Giglia, Italian.
Oh, very good.
Yes, and, you know, he also encouraged singing. Mm-hmm. You know, not many guitar teachers talk about that. You know, they always talk about fingers, nails, you know, but phrasing is so important, breathing, phrasing. Yeah. That's what you get, you know, when you study, play chamber music, especially if you play with singers and flutists, because they need to breathe, right?
So they need to breathe.
Guitarists, pianists, you know, violinists, people get it, we get away with that, but that's not good. We're supposed
to
sing.
Yeah, we are. I've got a student working on the famous Clair de Lune, and I listened to it yesterday. I said, good, you give it some breath. You know, you don't want to rush from one section into the next.
I know.
So, music of Lauro, your choice. You're the artist. Play
for
us, please.
All right, I want to play, I'll just play Carora.
Okay. This is... we need a clap track. TV applause.
Yeah.
The artist Lily Afshar Guitar is performing there. Music of Antonio Lauro, Venezuelan of Carora, the work. And we've made it around to about 4:37 here. Might as well take care of some business, and we'll talk recordings. Because, you know, one of the things performers want is people to buy their recordings, of course. Well, today's broadcast made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. It's Live and Local with Kevin Kelly. I'm Vincent Strauss. Glad to be with you today. My guest is guitarist Lily Afshar in concert tonight at 8 at the Plym Auditorium, Room 134, Temple Hoyne, Buell Hall, University of Illinois campus. Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Glad to have you on our campus. I know those who can attend tonight are going to enjoy a tremendous program. Those who are tuned in right now are getting a terrific program. On the program, music of Terega, some Bach, four Persian and Azerbaijani ballads, music of Carlo Domeniconi, which you'll just have to show up to hear, as Lily tells me, it would require some complex tunings. Three Venezuelan waltzes by Antonio Lauro, music of Carrillo and Albanese. Well, where do we go from here? Oh, recordings, yeah. Lily has four records out, and if you go to her website, lilyafshar, AFSHAR.com, and click on the CDs link, you'll get a whole list of the CDs. First one came out in 94, if I have these right. The Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, 24 Capriccios de Goya. That sounds fascinating. You referenced those on your DVD where you match pictures.
That is a great work because before I started guitar, I used to take art classes when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I always loved art. I still do. But I love guitar more, so I went into guitar. But this was a chance for me to mix both mediums, mm-hmm. Art and music, because Goya's pictures, the Capriccios, they're black and white etchings, and Castelnuovo Tedesco took 24 out of 81 mm-hmm. pictures and wrote guitar music for. So for my doctoral dissertation, I chose the topic of analyzing the relationship between mm-hmm. these pictures and pieces.
Fascinating.
I ended up recording all of them for my first CD.
Tremendous. I know the name. Didn't he write? He wrote a couple of guitar concertos as well, right?
Oh, he wrote two concertos. Yeah, he wrote more than 200 pieces for the guitar.
Yeah, as a young man, I played double bass in one of the school groups here at the university, and we had a guitarist come in and play one of those Castelnuovo Tedesco things. So these are on Archer Records. 1999's A Jug of Wine and Thou.
Actually, the Tedesco CD and Jug of Wine is on Summit Records, but the Possession and Hemispheres are on Archer. Mm-hmm. My next CD coming out end of April will be on Archer Records.
Okay.
That's located in Memphis, where I live. Mm-hmm. And the next CD is Chamber Music. And I'm doing a world premiere. Notice all of these recordings have premieres on them.
Indeed.
And so the next one will also have a world premiere, a piece by Uspensky, Vladimir Uspensky, Russian composer who died about 2004. Mm-hmm. And he studied with Shostakovich.
Okay.
And he taught at Leningrad Conservatory. And he wrote the piece called Musical Sketches on Pushkin's Eugene Onegin. And the work is in eight movements for two violins, viola, guitar, cello, bass, percussion, and clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
Eight instruments. And it's great because, we'll be releasing it end of April. It's wonderful.
Good work.
The way he's mixed guitar and clarinet and all the drums and tells the Pushkin story of Eugene Onegin. So it's very programmatic.
Indeed.
I released that along with Paganini and Piazzolla, duets for violin and guitar.
The Paganini ones are pretty famous. The Piazzolla I'm not as familiar with, but yeah, I know Piazzolla, of course, great Argentine tangos. We still have time. Let's see, we're at 4:42, so at least another 10, 15 minutes. Still have it in you to play some here? I know the hour's kind of long.
You're tiring me out. See, I have a concert tonight. Working me hard here in champagne.
We can talk.
And no one's giving me any champagne to drink.
We can talk more if you like. It's okay rather than playing.
I can play, but you know.
Well, let's go. Let's take another minute since and talk a little bit about. You know, you mentioned the DVDs earlier, and you've got the Classical Guitar Secrets. I have friends who play guitar. I might reference that towards them if they want to learn a little bit. The Virtuoso Guitar DVD from Mel Bay, that looks just fascinating as you go through the Castle Nuovo with Tedesco.
Looks like, pardon me, crashing into my music stand there.
Thank you. She has a copy, and she's handed it to me. There it is, Classical Guitar Secrets. And there it is right in front of us. And do you mind if I read from the liner notes? One of the world's foremost classical guitarists. There you go. First woman in the world to gain a doctorate in music and guitar performance. I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. And she has the other, well, this is the DVD. If we had the DVD player, we would put it in right away. They're giving us classicalguitarsecrets.com, as it were. You can
No, look. You just go to my website.
Lily Ashfar.
Go to lilyashfar.com, click on DVDs.
There you go.
And you will see the two volumes of Classical Guitar Secrets. Just click on those. This is the best way to get it. It's just from my website.
That's a great idea. So let's see. I don't know if we actually ventured there. I think it might have been off the air asking about when it says you were 10 years old and you learned the guitar. That was over in Iran. And then you came to America in 1977 and been here since. Did your whole family come, or was it just you at that time that came?
Well, you know, I came with my sister, but we came here to go to, you know, college, of course. And I went to Boston Conservatory, and it was great, you know, the city and everything was great. The conservatory was great. In fact, just recently, 2 years ago, they gave me the Distinguished Alumni Award at Boston Conservatory.
Congratulations.
I was the first guitarist to get a scholarship there.
You have to ask, what do they have against guitarists? ITs.
No, it was just nobody deserted, I guess. You know, I mean, you know, and needed it as bad as I did. You know, when I came 2 years later, there was the revolution in Iran. You know, so it was hard. They cut any musical scholarships. You know, help coming from Iran. They just wanted people to study medicine and agriculture and things like that, but engineering, the music wasn't on top of the list. I was
America
fortunate. Everywhere I went, I went to Aspen Music Festival in the summers, Banff School of Fine Arts in Canada, and I went to Italy. You know, I studied in Accademia Musicale Chigiana in Siena, and I always was offered scholarships for my studies, and I really made use of my summer time. I didn't go on vacation or partying. I was always working hard. During the summer times in music festivals, playing chamber music, memorizing music, learning things. And that's when I really improved a lot, in the summertime.
Summertime.
When everybody relaxed, I was working hard. And so, you know, I made the best use of my time that way. But yeah, Boston Conservatory was great. And then I went to New England Conservatory for my master's, which was also in Boston. And then then I went for my doctorate to Florida State University and studied with Bruce Holzman there. And then the summers I would go study with Oscar Gilia. So I had like the best of two worlds.
Absolutely. In your biography, it mentions, often mentions, the notion of world premieres. How did you get involved with
be a pioneer in everything.
You are indeed.
My grandfather was a pioneer. He started the Iranian Airways.
No,
he was the chairman of the Iranian Airways. And when I look back at my family, everybody did something new for the first time. And I'm like that. I remember when I was a kid, like, we went somewhere in the mountains and it was all snow everywhere. And I just had to be the first one to step in that snow. You know, I had to have my footprint. Now that I think back, I see that, yeah, I always had to be the first. But really, I just love new music, and I wanted to promote new music and work with composers and, you know, go to places I've never been before.
Yeah.
And there's so much to do with music, you know.
Don't we know it?
I don't want to just play the same old pieces. I wanted to also, you know, play new pieces. So,
Speaking of new pieces, do you write music at all? I know you do a lot of arranging, but
yeah, I'm mostly when you arrange, you also have to do a lot of composition.
You do.
You know,
no question.
My compositional stuff comes out in my arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really be creative. Why? Because a ballad is just the same music repeating with different words.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't keep repeating that the same way on the guitar. It gets
right.
boring.
Absolutely.
So you have to come up with harmonics, tremolo, this, that, arpeggios, whatever, constantly changing, making it presentable.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't seem repetitive. But no, I love new music, and I love working with composers. Someday I might write my own piece. You know, it's not there yet, but I will.
Yes.
I mean, I love arranging. And when I was in Iran, I heard, music of Morricone, Ennio Morricone, who writes a lot of spaghetti western film music.
Oh, yeah, terrific.
And there's
music.
This one piece called Kimai, which means whoever, from the piece The Professional, okay. the film The Professional, which was done in 1981. It's a French film. I just, and somebody played me the piece. I didn't like the arrangements. I said, I have to come to back to the States and arrange this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it. Would you like to hear some
Absolutely.
Of it?
Absolutely. Okay. Morricone's music is, he's a tremendous composer. So this is Off the Cuff, as it were. Lily Afshar Guitar, music of Ennio Morricone on Live and Local. Mesmerizing. It's a joy to sit here and watch you play. I'm sure your audience tonight is going to enjoy it as much as
I have.
Lily Afshar, the guitarist, that was music of Ennio Morricone. She'll be in concert tonight, 8 o'clock. Room 134, the Plym Auditorium, Temple Hoyne Buell Hall, University of Illinois, at Urbana-Champaign on the campus of the University of Illinois. On that program tonight, music of Tárrega, some Bach, music of Antonio Lauro, some Albéniz, and four Persian and Azerbaijani ballads. It's been great to have you as a guest. We've got a couple more minutes before I need to get to my calendar here. Anything else that I might not have asked you that you wanted to share with our audience? I don't sit and do interviews very often, so kind of short notice to fill in and ask questions of an artist who's coming in to play for us.
You know, I just have so much to say. I don't know where to start. 1 hour is not enough.
Some days it's not.
We have to do this again. You know, I can spend the whole session on describing each CD, you know, and everything that goes on to making these CDs and the choice of repertoire. I'm very, very, you know, picky about what I play. And I try to expand the repertoire. That's why I do all these arrangements. Because I think, for example, Persian and Azerbaijani music have a place and they have not been heard in concerts. And I feel it's my duty to I'm the best person to do this on the guitar, you know, coming from that region of the world and being the classical guitarist. So, you know, a lot of times when you look at a lot of programs, there's just a lot of Spanish in there. And I just wanted to mix it. I have Persian, Spanish, Azerbaijani. It's different. My programs are different than anybody else's because of all of this.
And you seem to have made your niche as a result of that, looking over the, shall we say, the breadth of selections on the compact discs. It's fascinating. I know we've got the Hemispheres disc here and the other ones as well. So my guest today on Live and Local with Kevin Kelly, I'm Vincent Trouth filling in for Kevin, has been guitarist Lily Afshar in concert tonight at 8 at the Plym Auditorium, room 134, Temple Hoyne Buell Hall, University of Illinois campus. And we'll get to the thank you, by the way, for joining us today on Live and Local. This calendar of events here coming up Friday. That's today at 5 o'clock at the Iron Post. It's the Boneyard Jazz Quintet. See if I can get these in somewhat of a time order. Dublin O'Neill's has the Spud Hunters at 7. Donnie's Homespun in Decatur at 9. It's Sonny Stubble. At the U of I Theater Department tonight at 7:30. The Normal Heart. Same for tomorrow night for that. Donnie Heitler and Oliva Flanagan duo play at Silver Creek at 5:30. Desafinado is playing at the Bouvan at the Corkscrew at 6:30. Or the Celebration Company Station Theater in Urbana, 8 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over at Clark Bar in Champaign, 6:30 tonight, it's The Diva and the Dude. That's Andy Baylor, Kathy Harden. And then at 5 o'clock, if you're over in that region, at the Pink House in Ogden, Gloria Rubel and Paul Sabuco. They'll also be at Huber's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Saturday nights on the calendar, we have the Cornstalkers Cajun Band at the Iron Post at 6 o'clock. Dublin O'Neill's has, at 8 in Champaign, has the Shanties. You've got some jazz at Lock, Stock, and Barrel Decatur. 3:30 tomorrow afternoon, the Dixie Daredevils. Brooke Thomas and the Blue Suns, it's blues at Donnie's Homespun in Springfield, 7:30. These are events on Saturday. Folk Old Timey, the Curators, Donnie's Homespun in Decatur at 9. Charleston Community Theater, the Tarbell Arts Center at 7:30 as Love, Loss, and What I Wore. 6 o'clock on Saturday in Urbana at the Iron Post, it's the Cornstalkers Cajun Band. For those interested, it's Sinfonia de Camera with the St. Matthew Passion, Krannert Center. New time, it starts at 1, and they'll take an intermission and start the second part at 3 o'clock. And referencing that as well, tonight, a very special evening concert from 7 till 10 this evening, the complete St. Matthew Passion with the Chicago Symphony and soloists and chorus led by Sir George Schulte. Back to our live calendar of events. We have the Diva and the Dude at Bunny's Tavern in Champaign at 8. Don't Ask, they play klezmer music at the Bouvan Wine at Corkscrew in Urbana, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Elliot Sedgwick and the Moonshine Pioneers, Memphis on Main, Saturday at 9. That's in Champaign as well. The program now, live and local, with Kevin Kelly. I'm Vincent Trouth. Glad to be with you today. Support for WILL comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. You're listening to 90.9 WILL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293AF Danville, NPR, and classical music for Central Illinois. WILL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 32 for Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Saturday night, rains likely low, lower 40s. And for Sunday, that's Easter, mostly sunny skies, a high of 58. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain in the evening, then a chance of snow. Oh, I did read that right. Low of 32 for Monday. It's a chance of snow in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the lower 40s. It's live and local with Kevin Kelly. I'm Vincent Trouth filling in for him today. Thanks for listening to us on WILL.